Zero is a number. The JavaScript for loop and a fence post problem. I must admit, I welcome the fence post problem, and I think of zero as a proper number that we should all embrace. To me, the fence post problem is like a hug from the world of programming. The fence post problem is a curse to all other programmers, and they try various ways to avoid it. Now, when you have three apples in the computer world, the size of the list that holds your apples will be three, as it holds three elements. But to address your apples, you start at zero, not at one. So to refer to the first apple in your list, you have to say apple zero. This is still very manageable, but when you are looping over your list, you need to put an upper boundary for this operation, for how many apples you want to go over. And this is where it often happens. The person will say three apples, because that is how many apples they have, but that is wrong. The loop does not ask how many apples, but rather at what index to stop, and your index starts at zero. We have three apples, but they are known to us as 0, 1, and 2. So we need to stop our loop at 2, not 3. In JavaScript, lists of things are called arrays. So when you have three apples, you think of them as an array of three apples. Our for loop has three expressions: initialization, condition, and final expression. They are said to be optional, which is short for saying infinite loop danger. In the body of your for loop, between the curly brackets, is where you put your code. You have access to whatever you put into initialization. So if you say counter equals zero, while counter is less than apple array length, counter equals counter plus one, you can print your counter each time the body of the loop executes. You can end a loop early with the break statement, or skip current execution and start with the next one in the loop with the continue statement. But it is best not to get too creative, because then you will have trouble reading your own code. In closing, let us iterate over our three apples. For apple counter set to zero, while apple counter is less than apple list length, apple counter equals apple counter plus one. So our apple counter will be zero, then one, and two. And for a tiny second, three, at which point the apple counter will no longer be less than the apple list length, which is three. And thus, the for loop body will not execute. And then apple counter will be discarded as the for loop party is over. When people write loops, they forget that less than sign. Sometimes use a less than or equal because they think that will get all the apples. But no, nuh-uh. We have three apples, and we need to stop our loop at two, because we refer to the last apple as two, having started at zero. To use the apple counter variable to point at apples in our loop, we have to initialize our loop control variable to 0. Arrays start at 0, and we want our apple counter to be 0 too, so that we can easily point at apples. Lastly, I am the reason why we are talking about defense post problem, because I just created one, but for an interesting reason worth mentioning. In some cases, we have to hide that we work with zero-based indexing. The creator of a pager library I was temporarily using for the new version of the website chose to use number 1. And that is quite a valid choice, because people don't want to start at 0 and say search engine search results. They would get confused. But when I was setting it up, I assumed we always start everything at 0, no matter what, because 0 is nice. I'll be rewriting this portion of the new website. I was just using the code temporarily. And my program will have a page 0, both a 0 in the URL bar and on a button that you have to click on to get to the first page. When numbering things in the computer world, you should always start with 0. 0 only becomes scary when you start at 1.